The Arizona SciTech Festival kicked off its seventh season yesterday with a conference titled Building Arizona's STEM Ecosystem. Attendees heard about using social media and video games in STEM, how to start makerspaces, and using geometry in food, among other topics. Joining me for a few minutes to talk about the state's STEM ecosystem is Jeremy Babendour, Executive Director of the Arizona SciTech Festival. Jeremy, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Hi, thanks for giving us some time to talk about the awesome conference.
So what is right now the state of this STEM ecosystem in Arizona?
So we've been doing the SciTech Festival for about six years, and entering into our seventh. And when we started, the concept of STEM was still, people were still learning, not using the acronym as much, and really trying to figure out what it meant to get science and technology in schools and in the community. And now we've started to see that this is more of a regular thing. You know, people that we talk to from businesses, you know, schools and government really see this as an important attribute to what they do. And so we're really starting to see more groups wanting to connect and figure out ways that they can partner to enhance how science and technology impact their organizations, but also how they can collaborate to really benefit the future workforce for our community with science and tech.
Yeah, I was wondering, when I saw the title, the first thing that struck me was, well, haven't we been trying to build that for, as you say, you know, five or six uh-huh. years already? I'm wondering if maybe incorporating the STEM ecosystem, or maybe a word other than building might have been a more appropriate one to use there.
Right. I mean, we see it as a growing process. So, for example, when we launched the SciTech Festival several years ago, it was just about getting events and opportunities in the community. And now there's a lot more interest to take those relationships and really grow them to the next level. And so we worked to start one project called the Chief Science Officers, where students are now a voice in the ecosystem to talk about future jobs and careers that they would be part of it. We started a community of practice of schools interested in STEM to now share best practices with each other and build cross-institutional teams with local business, with parents, with students, with their educators and principals to be part of that conversation. And so it's about layering it in and really building it more.
What are some of the biggest challenges that you've had to overcome in terms of trying to get this system up and running in the state?
I mean, I think a lot of it is, there's different challenges we face related to, just time. I mean, people have a lot of, challenging demands, just what they're doing for their own jobs or their own needs for their organizations, and how do we align, how organizations can benefit with collaboration. And so really working in that space, kind of the interim space between organizations and really partnering with them has been challenging. But as we're building more awareness in STEM, they have more interest to really figure out how they can benefit working with one another.
What are some of the success stories that you would point to? And where has Arizona and where have organizations like yours had some measure or some large measure of success?
Sure. I mean, for the festival, one of the coolest, results that we see is just the sheer number of events. You know, when we started out, there was 200 events, and it gradually grew to 400 and then 600. And this past season, there was over 1,500 events that were posted on the calendar. And that is a testament to just the sheer interest for organizations to support science and technology and make it part of what they do. The other metric, which I find super impressive, is that when we survey attendees, it's like a 98% satisfaction rating when they go to events. And these are events that are completely put on by those collaborators. And so they do an awesome job of really meeting the expectations of their audiences to a high level of satisfaction. The initiative also that this ecosystem launched with the Chief Science Officers has been really amazing in that, we have now over 150 schools that have worked to have students select their ambassadors for science and technology to represent their school ecosystem and be out in the community to represent what they do. And it's just been amazing how much support the community has been in terms of really rallying behind these students, meeting with the governor's office and going all the way to Washington, D.C. and meeting at the White House, doing projects like a field trip day for with about over a dozen companies opening up their doors. And so there's been some really awesome outcomes because of the enthusiasm of our community.
All right. Jeremy Babendour is the executive director of the Arizona SciTech Festival. Jeremy, thanks a lot.
Sure. Thank you for having me.